you a high performer, obsessed with growth, and looking for an edge? Welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance. Together, we'll discover underground secrets to unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit. We'll learn from some of the world's leading minds, from ancient wisdom to cutting-edge tools and everything in between. This is your host, Nick Urban. Enjoy the episode. Hello, folks. Welcome to episode number 73 of the Mind Body Peak Performance Podcast. Today, we're joined by Philip Samor von Holzendorf. He's a coach, conscious entrepreneur, and energy healer. And parallel to a successful international business career, he constantly worked through blockages and barriers that prevented him from truly connecting with his true self. With that, he started to also see energy fields and developed his unique skills as a healer. And he went through 2 decades of training in shamanic and other healing energy practices. During his business career, he worked as an executive for several well-known companies, including T-Mobile International and T-Mobile US, where he served as vice president. Today's conversation is all about the quantum and quantum technologies. And if that makes your woo-woo filters go up, you're not alone. I felt the same way. And in this conversation, I pressed Philip into giving some of the research behind the products and some of the things that science can measure. Because so often I come across so-called quantum products that essentially say, just take our word for it. It works really well, but we have no way of showing you the effects. And while it's true that modern science, Newtonian science, struggles to quantify the direct effects, we can rely on surrogate endpoints and biomarkers to see how any of these types of interventions indirectly influence and hopefully improve human health. When you talk to enough people that swear by a certain product, and or you see a mind-blowing live demonstration, which we discuss in this episode, it shows that there might be something to this, and it can pay off to have an open mind. You'll find the links to this one at mindbodypeak.com/73. And if you want to try any of these products, Philip and his team secured MindBody Peak Performance listeners a limited time 10% discount with the code URBAN, URBAN. As a side note, before we get started, I had some more tech issues as I migrated from recording on Zoom to a platform called Zencastr, which is great, but I made the mistake of choosing the wrong microphone, so the quality isn't up to my own standards. So sorry about that. And if you find this interesting, you know someone that this information could help, go ahead and tap that share button and send it their way. And now, on to our conversation with Philip from Lila Quantum Tech. Philip, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure to host you today. We'll start off with the unusuals or non-negotiables you've done for your health and performance.
Kundalini yoga, walking with a dog, and working with our quantum technology.
Tell me about how you got involved in the quantum realm and some of your backstory.
Yeah, so, you know, I come from the corporate world. I was in corporate Europe and corporate America, but while doing that, already in the early 2000s, I figured that there's more to life than just the rational and the material that we can see and touch. Started to get interested in meditation and in yoga, and suddenly a whole new world really opened up for me. And it got even bigger when I met my wife in 2005, who was born with the ability to see aura and energy fields. And so in that sense, she had a very advanced perception, very, very gifted in that sense. But it, actually catapulted me even more into the unseen, if you will. I myself had already started before I met her to go through shamanic workshops, and I learned how to do past life regression work and things like that. So I was really interested in the, you know, field of energy healing and trying to also learn that for myself. I wasn't really going to do it, you know, to help heal other people like on a one-on-one basis. I wanted to know it for myself, and I wanted to also help myself. So then my wife got diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease, and she had had it already for 5 years when she got diagnosed. And the doctor said, well, you know, you can't heal it. You just have to deal with it and try to make the best out of it. And I didn't accept that. And then my real passion, you know, came through because of, you know, the energy healing techniques I've learned, that on one hand, I wanted to find the next best stuff that could really also make a difference on that physical level. And she has her own abilities. It's just, you know, if there's a healer listening here, you'll know it's always the hardest to work on yourself. As with your own problems, you tend to go to a different healer than yourself, because there's always something you don't see with yourself that you may see in others. Anyway, so really that was an amazing time to find out more stuff, while it was certainly also a difficult time. And long story short, you know, she does not have Lyme disease anymore. That was all over already quite some time ago. And on that journey, I got really into new technologies and new healing modalities. And I had gotten to know some of the most amazing healers. Like, we're talking absolute world class. And yeah, at some point in 2016, I decided, okay, I can't be any further in the corporate world. I had been vice president at T-Mobile and all these things, wonderful, but I have to be myself at all times, and I don't want to compromise that in any way. And in the corporate world, you it's hard to be truly yourself there, especially in executive positions. And then I started to just work from my heart, basically, and do what calling was there. And yeah, the quantum technology is something that really culminated out of that, you know, from meeting some of these amazing healers with whom we've developed a lot of our products, from trying to find new technology and combining it with pure quantum energy and frequencies, because that's something where if you go to a healer, they will use certain frequencies, right? If you're just already, people know that if a shaman uses a drum, that's a specific frequency, right? They're taking you on a journey, because with that frequency, your state of consciousness expands or changes. And the same if you see something there that you need to heal or transform, it's usually frequencies and quantum energy that you're using. Now, what we've done is we actually created a product line and an actual technology combines these frequencies and the pure quantum energy in physical products.
That's really interesting. There's a thread there that you've been working with frequencies currently with the healers and the alternative healing modalities, and then previously in your position at T-Mobile, different frequencies, man-made frequencies, but you've always been surrounded by frequencies in different forms.
That is correct. And in terms of the EMF, as an example, obviously, I really know both sides very well, having seen it from that perspective. And I must say, at that time, we weren't really aware of that. And that maybe some people were, but it wasn't a topic. Yeah. And I certainly wasn't really aware of, you know, the dangers actually of that. And we were just focused really on the benefits. And I must say, you know, this technology and Wi-Fi, 4G and all that, that has amazing benefits, right? Makes life easier and much more convenient, but it has downsides. It really does have downsides too. And it, you know, influences your blood in a negative way. It influences your heart rate variability in a destructive way, and so on and so on. This is all easily verifiable, frankly. Yeah. But so now what we've done is actually we've created a technology where you can still use all of these gadgets and devices and even have cell phone towers close and you're not impacted by them because our technology harmonizes and neutralizes EMF in a way where you still have those frequencies, but they're transformed into now not destructive or harmful frequencies anymore. And we'll get into the studies, of course, because what I've been saying so far probably sounds a lot of woo-woo to people. And I tell you, I have no problem whatsoever with that, because woo-woo is not bullshit. Woo-woo is just something that you don't know yet because you haven't gone there or you have not experimented with it yet. And it's still absolutely real. And we'll get into the hardcore science. And I don't think that there's any company out there in a similar space, not even in the supplement space, I've seen that puts so much effort on research and trying to have institutes and doctor's offices test their products and all of that. So we'll get into that. So you'll get both sides today.
Yeah, what you're saying about the non-native electromagnetic frequencies and electrosmog, as it's called, when I lived in San Francisco, I was directly under a huge cell tower. And I was looking at remediation strategies, what I could do to reduce and mitigate some of the health consequences it was having and going to continue having. And of course, shielding was one of the first things I found. But the problem with shielding is then it disables the signals that you do want. Your phone doesn't work. Your computer Bluetooth signal, your Wi-Fi signal doesn't work. So if I had found a remediation strategy that was harmonizing, making the non-native electromagnetic field less destructive to my body, that would have been the ideal solution back then. But before we talk about this and electromagnetic frequencies specifically, let's talk about quantum energy, what it is, the definition, because that's a topic that I haven't really covered on the show.
Yes. So I try to make it easy for people. So quantum energy is really the energy behind matter. So what you see here is a physical body, obviously. Now, what you don't see is that this body contains to vast majority water, right? That's already the first, like, where we can trick ourselves. We're like, are we really that much water? It's hard to even perceive it that way, right? But we know it's true. But then, you know, if we go further, we're at the end of the day over 99% space, and we are in essence only energy and frequency. That's actually only what we are. The physical and material is just an expression of that, and it's kind of like the next layer. So the quantum energy is behind the matter. It's also the energy that we have in each of our cells. So all the cells constantly communicate with each other, and they have a quantum field. Each cell has this quantum field inside, and that's how they communicate. And so we were able to harness and concentrate this pure 100% natural quantum energy in such a concentrated fashion that we can leverage it. And that's pretty much in a nutshell what it is. I can give you an experimental definition as well, you know, for people that may want to close their eyes and feel your body and all of that. But then as you breathe, you may feel this energy really around you. And then that's not physical anymore. You don't have to see aura or stuff like that, but you can literally feel that you are more than just this body. And frankly, now you can do an experiment. Like if you want to just sit down and then you want to do something and act, then what always comes first is an energetic impulse you have, you know, and then it may translate into a thought, you know, oh, I'm going to grab a glass of water and that's in the kitchen. So then I'm going to move. So the physical always comes behind the energetic. And I think that's where, you know, our technology works. It works on the energetic on a subatomic level. And it's actually easily verifiable, you know, with what it does, because you can do before and after testing. And there's a lot that has been done. So it sounds crazy, and yeah, it's just because it's so cutting edge that, you know, we didn't really know about it yet. But same thing was true in 1994 with the internet. You know, if you read somewhere, at least in Europe at the time, about the internet, no one had the clue what that is, right? It sounded like some magic stuff with what you could do a lot of things with, and a lot of people got really excited about it, but you know, the vast majority was like, just leave me alone with that type of stuff. So in a similar way, this is now a technology that's very new and cutting edge. And it helps with the physical as well, just because the energetic is first. So it helps to bring the energetic into balance, but then it ripples through the physical in the next stage. That's pretty much in a nutshell how it works.
Yeah, in some ways, we're already accustomed to the subtle frequencies or not so subtle frequencies dictating the physical. I don't have to believe that Wi-Fi works in order to, I don't have to believe in Wi-Fi. I don't have to know how it works, any of that stuff, to go onto my computer and connect to a network and experience the marvels of this connection we have right now. But it's still, it's there behind the scenes doing its thing, transmitting information. And so the quantum, what you're saying, is a field or multiple fields that influence, that are like the scaffolding for the physical.
Yes, it's pretty much the source energy. You know, it's really at the lowest level, or you can say highest level, whatever you want, but it's literally behind it. It's subatomic, and it couldn't be more natural, frankly. Right? That's very important to stress that, actually, because it's nothing artificial. It's as natural as it can be, because that is the essential energy that drives us. You know, we need water to drink, we need food to eat, but we need the quantum energy actually to function. If we didn't have that, we couldn't even drink water because we wouldn't be there.
Yeah, and I think that the quantum also influences or creates morphogenic fields, which then helps cells decide where to grow, how to grow, all the stuff that we don't understand how exactly it works, but it likely all originates from the quantum.
Yes, that's correct. And so the pure neutral quantum energy actually supports, you know, and amplifies what is supportive for life and for consciousness. You know, consciousness is also a difficult word for some people because they don't really know what it means. And then because they don't know what it means, it sounds so woo-woo and so like, oh, I feel uncomfortable because I don't know what it means. No worries. It's not, but it's still consciousness. And it basically neutralizes what is destructive to consciousness and also to life. You know, if you put, you know, EMFs, for example, if you have EMFs, you know, there's benefits in there, but it has detrimental impact on the body that gets neutralized. That's just the nature of the quantum field. And, you know, there's not much to it. It just does that.
So how exactly do your products, how does LilaQ work on the quantum?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you can use it in many different ways, and we have so many different products. So I try to focus on the blocks now first, because that's the actual technology that we have and that people can acquire as well. So you can just put it in your home or in your office, and it will just work from there without you doing anything. You just put it there. And then it has a certain radius depending on what type of block you have. You know, they have different radiuses. It neutralizes all EMF in that radius and, frankly, also other potentially harmful frequencies, because EMFs are not the only frequencies that are out there. There's a whole bunch. And so that's the first thing it does. And so it provides a high consciousness field. That's also how you could describe it. And then you can do things like putting your hands inside, because the field inside the block is way stronger than outside of the blocks. And you can literally measure very quickly how much stronger that energy is. A lot of people can actually feel it because they may feel some tingling. And then if you measure the blood, for example, or the heart rate variability, very soon, you know, there's even further and more significant and faster improvement that you can witness. So then you can put water inside, for example. You can structure water with it. You could put groceries in there and basically get rid of potentially harmful frequencies that may originate from herbicides or pesticides and stuff like that. And you know, with water, for example, maybe your listeners have heard of the Emoto Institute in Japan. You know, Emoto was the one that originally found out that you can actually influence energy in water and that you can visualize this. So they have this method where they freeze water and they show, you know, they can show by crystals in the water if it's good water or not good water and, you know, how the energetic state of the water is. They tested our products and the Quantum Block was able to optimize water in 3 minutes better than anything else they've seen before, whether device or method. Wow. And now they're actually exclusively importing and distributing the Lida Quantum products in Japan, which they have never done before in their, I think, about 2 decades or 3 decades long history. Mm-hmm. So that's the very first product that they're getting into the country to make it available to Japanese. And I think that says quite a lot about the product. But yeah, so going back to the use cases, so that's that. The next thing is that with the blocks, you can also copy frequencies. And you can charge objects with quantum energy, not just like groceries and water, but you could literally take, you know, this microphone, silverware, a ring, a watch, and so on, and put it in. And what you do is you energetically enhance and optimize whatever you put in. So with a gold ring, for example, you will find that it will vibrate higher. People that can see and perceive energy, they will immediately see it. But even people that can't, they may say, wow, I mean, this looks more beautiful now, but they can't tell why it looks more beautiful, but they'll tell you it looks more beautiful. So those are some of the things you can do. And then quantum entanglement is kind of like the last use case, the next one that you can use it for. It's a difficult concept to understand for some. For the ones that understand it, actually, it's, you know, super easy because it couldn't be any other way. But yeah, quantum entanglement is absolutely possible.
And quantum entanglement refers to the time-space paradigm only applying to the material realm and not to the quantum necessarily. So if I was to say put a photograph in there, it would...
Yeah, the person, because the photograph itself, I mean, is not like a living organism, obviously, but the photograph is the unique identifier, if you will. It's the signal that is connected to you. If it was your picture now, then, you know, that is you. And you then receive the energy. That's how it works. And actually, we've done testing with that, not only testing, there have been randomized sham-controlled double-blind studies also in regards to that, that actually proved that in 100% of the cases, this works, and it works significantly. I mean, improvements in the blood that are unheard of that were able to be seen in like just 15 minutes with reduction of parasitic load, improvement of white blood cell activity, stage 1 and stage 2 of blood clotting reversed, and on and on and on. So that was quite significant. But it also happens if you put your hands, for example, physically in the blocks. But also, we've been able to prove now that you only literally just have to be in the close radius of one of those blocks. You don't even have to put your hands in there. Then it is faster and more intense, but you still get the same effects if you're just in the field. It just...
What about something like geopathic stress? Would it harmonize that?
Yeah, same thing, because those would be also frequencies. And everything on the frequency spectrum from here to completely there will get harmonized and neutralized to a form that a physiological organism isn't receiving that as destructive or harmful. You know, it couldn't do anything with the physical. Like literally, if you had like someone with a sledgehammer come, and then, you know, hit you on the foot, obviously can't do anything because that's not anymore on the frequency level. That's on the physical level.
Speaking of the physical level, say I was to go out on a run right now and injure my ankle. If I were to put my ankle in one of the...
So we need to be very careful with how we phrase things, and our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any disease or health condition. So I can't tell you that it would heal faster, but what I can tell you is that a lot of people have done these things and have witnessed amazing results, including actually ourselves. You know, we have a son. He's 14 years old, and he's a motocross. He rides motocross races. Oh, you too. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, he's really into it, and it's I mean, it's crazy stuff, right? I mean, these jumps are just ridiculous. And he was at a race, and he was doing the practice, and then he was jumping a huge jump and noticed that his bike turned off while he was jumping. And then the next thing was, okay, he jumped off, because had he not jumped off, it would have been completely uncontrolled and he could have broken his neck or so. But he ended up basically breaking both of his wrists. And that was terrible, you know, but it could have been worse. And then the doctor said, you know, it will be at least 6 to 7 months at absolute minimum until you can be on a bike again, because he also shattered his growth plates. And that's all documented, by the way, because I was reporting as that was happening in our Telegram group. And but he wanted to go back right away. So we, the first 3 weeks, we put his hands in there every time in the block. And then we had these pictures also of the wrists, including the x-rays. We put those in as well. And yeah, we did some other things too. But he ended up, after 2 months, he was already back on the bike. And after 2.5 months, he was already riding his first race again. And he even got the blessing by the doctor to do that, because after those 2 months, we were at that same doc who said, you know, it's impossible. He said, damn, it's all healed. It's all healed. You can go ride. It's fine. There, you know, go for it. Just don't do it again. Yeah. So, you know, that's anecdotal, but you know, you can see with the lifeblood analysis, for example, there have been so far, I think, 5 different randomized sham-controlled single-blind and double-blind studies in regards to lifeblood analysis. That all show that in 100% of the cases so far, the blood significantly improved. Then your heart rate variability improved. So a lot of things just improve and really drive towards balance. And then it's also no wonder that certain other things may accelerate in their process, to phrase it that way. It's just, I mean, we yet have to find a single person whose blood does not improve.
Wow. Yeah, I want to talk more about some of the things that we can do at home and my experiments and your experiments and different ways of different surrogate endpoints to make sure this is actually doing everything that it sounds like it's doing. But before we go into that, what are the spiritual benefits of it? Does it have any influence on the auric fields?
Yes, absolutely. And we don't talk much about that because the vast majority of the people isn't really into that, and they don't even know really what the aura is, that we have something like chakras even, and they're very focused on the physical. So we you know, and also the scientific testing, you can't really do in the energetic much. You have to do it in the physical, and that's where we focus the most. But it absolutely does. It you know, increases consciousness levels. It cleanses the aura. So as soon as you put your hands in an infinity block, for example, you know, your aura cleanses. That stuff absolutely is super real. And, you know, you notice it in a way, you know, and people that have had an infinity block for a while, for example, they will be able to tell you that after a few months or so, when they look back, they see that they've become more conscious. And so what does that mean also? Like, we're always like so focused on the 5 senses, and that's kind of where the world has driven us into, right? It's that's our comfort zone, the 5 senses. And but that's the little box, actually, frankly. And the 5 senses are great, right? It's amazing to experience those, but there's way more than that, that goes way beyond that box. And as you open that, you will notice that you'll get a lot more insights. You get more access to suddenly other things. You are more prone to synchronicities in your life and stuff like that. It's all stuff that, you know, the mainstream science or 5 sense perspective would even acknowledge that these things exist, you know, like synchronicities. But as you experience them, you know it's absolutely real. And that is kind of what's happening, because it's very simple. You know, if you're in a status of fear and a status of just being very physically oriented and all that, you're vibrating on a very low level. But as soon as you vibrate on a much higher level, you get out of this, and suddenly you also invite more things, you can see more things, and that's pretty much what's happening. And that's where the blocks certainly help, because they have this much higher vibration, which can be measured.
Yeah, like you say, that the senses are in a way limiting. They give us a false perception, false belief that we understand and we see everything going on in the universe, see, feel, touch, hear, across the senses. When if you think through how different animals would experience the same thing, the vast array of colors that they can see that we can't, how trees and other organisms and microorganisms experience the same reality, it just goes to show that there's so much out there that we can't perceive that others can. So we rely too heavily on any of our senses, all of our senses, and we're thinking we're getting the whole picture, we're only getting a tiny slice.
Yes.
But at the same time, our senses are very useful and compelling. So back in April of this year, I was at a conference called PaleoFX, and I met someone named Ian Mitchell, and he told me about an experiment you guys did with a fellow biohacker named Todd Shipman, and that blew my mind. Can you explain what that experiment was?
We've gotten that reported from many people that when they put specific foods that they're allergic to into the block for a longer period than we actually tell people to. So we say, like, in the infinity block, you know, 30 to 60 seconds is absolutely enough for a regular dose. And it absolutely is, but not for people that have food allergies. And by the way, we don't make any recommendations that anyone tries this, big disclaimer, because this has not been studied fully yet. We have experiments, but you know, before we have full-blown studies, we're not going to make a claim. Anyway, Todd Shipman, a pretty famous biohacker, he is allergic to crab meat, to honey, and to avocado. And each time he put any of these substances in the infinity block and charged it for, I think it was like 6 minutes, he could consume the substance with no allergic reaction. First, he thought, well, maybe now because of that, his allergy is gone completely. And then he tried again, taking some honey without having it charged, or avocado or crab meat. No, he got an allergic reaction. And then he went back into, maybe this was just like a one-off. No, each and every time he charged it, no allergic reaction. And then Ian had said, okay, big biohacking conference, that was Dave Asprey's conference in Orlando. You know, this should be replicable with a derma roller test. So live on stage, Ian Mitchell put crab meat in Todd's arm, and people could walk by and look at this and everything, and it started to develop, you know, got really red and itchy and all of that. Kudos to Todd that he actually did this, but that was quite crazy. And then the same crab meat, you know, out of the same can, they put live on stage in the infinity block for, I think, about six and a half minutes, and then took it out and put it in his other arm. And there was no allergic reaction whatsoever. You only saw, you know, the derma roller, you know, that was impacting this, and but no itchiness and no red points and all of that. And yeah, and we have heard this from several people. There was just recently, a couple of weeks ago, someone reported in our Telegram group that his friend, he could never eat anything with lemons, ever, not even like a drop, because he was super allergic to it. And they charged it, and he was able to consume the lemon with no reaction. And we've heard this with gluten, for example, people with gluten sensitivities. Like when my wife and I travel, my wife has is quite gluten sensitive. And so when we have our travel block with us, literally in every restaurant we go, and if there's bread and she feels like eating bread, she just puts in the bread. But again, this is something where, you know, we don't recommend you do that, because we don't know enough about that yet. There are too many substances, too many different variables. And I, you know, I don't want to, you know, this is a delicate topic, right? But there are other things too. And Ian Mitchell, by the way, he teaches chemistry at a university, and there's this mass spectrometry, I think it's what it's called, more or less, where you can look at a graph, you know, and determine the molecular structure of a certain substance you put in. And so he discovered that each time he charges a substance in the block, he could actually see it on that graph. So it's something you can, wow, you can absolutely measure that, and you can see the impacts of that, even though it's so hard to understand how energy can do that. But yeah, you know, that's the step everyone needs to take ultimately to understand that there's a little bit more than just the material.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the quantum products, Leela Q products, actually impacted the molecular structure.
Yeah, so, you know, it adds a higher vibration, and it's fascinating.
So we'll talk about some of the other ways you can, that you guys have done to validate your products, and also some of the things that I've experimented with and other things people can do at home. And the first you mentioned is dark field microscopy, or also called live blood analysis. Why is the technology not as common as it should be?
It's one of the most amazing tools to look at your overall health. It's absolutely fascinating, because what it does is you can look at your blood cells, because it's a microscope, and it's all magnified, obviously, and it's illuminated. So you can literally also in real time see the blood cells move. You can see how the red blood cells behave, how they look like, what their membrane structure is. You can see white blood cells and all of that. And you can see a lot more, but those are like the main things. And you can see what happens in real time if you introduce certain things like Wi-Fi. So all of these studies that were done, they had a before test where someone got tested, and some were actually focused on Wi-Fi, so that the next stage was, okay, now we introduce Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi was turned off before, then they turned Wi-Fi on, and they were literally able to see how suddenly the blood cells started to clot in a really, really massive way. Like the blood started to get extremely unhealthy. If you see those pictures and you have never heard anything about dark field microscopy, you'll know. I mean, you know how not good that looks. And then next stage was they left Wi-Fi on, but introduced the block. And then as soon as that was introduced, the blood changed to the positive relatively rapidly, so fast that within 10 minutes already, all of the negative impact from EMF was already reversed, which included stage one and stage two of blood clotting. Paralyzation of white blood cells was reversed, and in many cases, actually more than that. So the picture after that, with Wi-Fi still on, was way better than the very first test before Wi-Fi was even turned on. And yeah, in the last studies, they even found things like the reduction of parasitic load, a reduction of cholesterol levels, all things that are quite, you know, interesting to see. and then, so dark field microscopy, to answer that question though now, is such an amazing tool. But 20 years ago in the US, they decided to charge any practitioner that wants to use it for diagnostic purposes $100,000 per year as a license fee. And, you know, that's what you do in order to not make people continue to use something. And in Europe, it's still widely used, frankly, because it's such a great tool. And in the US, you can still use it, but you can use it for research purposes. And again, if you want to use it, you know, for your clients, then you have to pay the $100,000 per year. And, you know, most practitioners can't really afford that. It's a very sad story, to be honest.
A couple other things that I like to use, and I've been testing with this, have been different forms of biofeedback. One was HRV. I saw that you guys also completed an HRV study on your website. But I have the block in front of me, and I would put my hand in it, and I would use my Hanu Health continuous HRV monitor to see how it changed. And I would try and keep my breath rate the same. I would try to keep my mind as clear as it was before, to hold as much steady as possible. And I did notice a consistent, not huge, but a consistent and slight increase in HRV every time that I would use it. So that was impressive. And then I have a EEG brain sensor, brainwave sensor on its way.
Please keep me posted on that. I'm definitely interested in hearing about that. And so with the HRV, how did you do the test of it? So did you test before and then you put a hand in there and test it again? Or how did this work? Because the first like flaw in this already is that your heart rate variability already optimizes it as soon as you're in the radius of the infinity block. So you're already starting at a better place than you would have been if you had been at, I don't know, like in a different village, you know?
Exactly. I definitely have that problem because I didn't have it in any Faraday cage or anything like that. I just had my hand outside of it. So yes, it's a very hard thing to test at home. I don't even know what kind of lab gear you would need for that, but it was just out 5 minutes of HRV outside of it and then 5 minutes inside.
It makes total sense, right? Because the field inside the block is stronger than outside. And that's what we've been noticing it as well. So at the biohacking conference last year, we actually had a professional there from BioWell, and they used the BioWell to do before and after testing. And yeah, they found some great results as well.
One of the other big ones is the David Hawkins scale of consciousness. We've mentioned consciousness a lot in this conversation. And ever since I read his book, Power versus Force, that one I found very interesting and captivating, a way of like approximating the consciousness levels.
Yeah, so that's actually an amazing book to read for anyone who's interested in this topic and, you know, what we're talking about here. You actually can also get the audio version. I recommend that. You kind of need to go through like the first 15 minutes and then it starts to become really interesting and yeah, captures you. So he set up a scale from 0 to 1,000 where on the low levels you find things like guilt and anger and greed and fear and things like that. Those are low levels of consciousness, basically. And then at 500, that's the state of unconditional love. And then as you go higher, you go into the really expanded consciousness. Now, he wrote that book about 20 years ago. Our products measure higher on the Hawkins scale than any other products out there in the world that are publicly available. You know, that someone may have those at home that we're not aware of, but publicly available measures higher than anything else out there. And they can be increased, like with the Infinity Block package, for example, you can increase those levels. And it's actually going to levels over 1,000. That doesn't mean that the regular block already has that level. No, but if you upgrade your Infinity Blocks, you get over the level of 1,000. And how can that be? It's because the vibration on Earth is changing.
Yeah.
And at that time, when Hawkins wrote the book, that wasn't possible that any physical object or person could vibrate higher than 1,000. So he couldn't see beyond that. It doesn't mean that it's not possible today. And actually, it's a great message because the vibration and the consciousness on Earth are actually increasing. And it's all allowing for a lot more vibration here on this planet. And yeah, so you can measure that and calibrate it. So it's a great scale for sure. He did great work, and we love to reference it.
Okay, well, I know you have a hard stop in a few minutes. I still have a ton of questions for you, Philip, about this, the technologies, what you're working on, how to properly use it. Can you give us a quick walkthrough of the different products you offer? I'm currently wearing your necklace. And then I also have some of your frequency cards in front of me, and I have a block right here.
Yeah.
So what do you guys offer?
So the blocks are the actual technology, right? So that you can become pretty much energy independent in regards to quantum energy, and you can do all these different things like charging and, you know, take care of your food and your water and all these things that we discussed. And you can even make other products with it. Because, you know, you can make capsules on your own. You can start to tink. You know, if you're a biohacker and you have a certain set of supplements that you always take, you can, for example, take, you know, one of each of those supplements and put it inside the block together with a silver coin or an aluminum card and whatever you want. It should be some metal. And then you can transfer the frequency on it. So those things, all you can do with the blocks, they're extremely flexible. Then we have these other products like the Heal Capsule. That's the all-rounder product to get started with, I would say, because the blocks, you know, they're easy to use, but there's a price tag, right? It's extremely cheap for what they do, if you really understand what they do, but it's a hurdle, you know. That's probably not the starter product. For some people know it and they get it right away. Like they're like, oh, I know what it does. But, you know, the Heal Capsule is, it contains five spheres out of titanium that are charged with pure quantum energy. And the capsule itself is charged with the molecular frequencies of the most important minerals and vitamins for the human body. And also they contain some etheric frequencies that are, you know, healing frequencies. I mean, pretty substantial, actually. It's like the primal human healing frequency that's in there. So what it does, it activates your inner healer. And then it provides these mineral and vitamin frequencies. So that's pretty much what it does. It also protects against EMF. It improves the heart rate variability. So it was also studied really in a study in Europe. And then we have a water bottle that contains the same frequencies. It just works, you know, you put water in or tea and then, you know, that gets charged with that. And then we have frequency cards. And that's kind of the last thing I want to get into, because with our healers together, we develop specific frequencies for certain use cases. The one that I usually bring up is the inner peace one. So if people have a state of anxiety, stress, panic attack, even things like that. Yep. Then, you know, what's happening in that case is that our energetic system is cramping. It's kind of like contracting. And then what happens, let's say we're in school and we have a math test, you know, there's this 16-year-old kid and the kid knew everything yesterday still. But in the test situation, suddenly nothing is available because it's just like that. And that means we can't access our knowing, right? Because it's not just, it's the brain, it's our knowing. It's our, we need to be relaxed in a way for that. We can be intense, but we shouldn't be contracted. So we always have this state of inner peace within us. And the card, the frequency, actually, once you have it, you have to be very close to the body though. Because it doesn't have a long reach, it stimulates this space and it helps us to get into that, and then it expands from there. So suddenly this relaxation starts to come in, we feel more balanced, and then again, information can flow freely again. It also helps at night a lot because, you know, often we tend to think so much in the evenings and all of that. Yeah, and then there are a lot of other different frequencies that we have developed for certain use cases. And what is a frequency? We said it initially, I think. It's information. So if you take a vitamin C pill, then, you know, it goes through your system. But what ends up in the core of the cell is not the vitamin C substance, is the information of the vitamin C. So, you know, we can bypass this whole thing of taking that in by, you know, providing the frequency. It doesn't work like exactly 100%. Maybe in several years it does, once we all vibrate even higher, but it has a pretty strong efficacy level. And that's in a nutshell pretty much how this frequency medicine works.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a huge frontier of medicine, as we discover that, okay, I can take these supplements, these drugs, whatever it is, and below the chemical level, what they're doing is they're creating a frequency shift within and around cells, and the way they communicate changes and everything. So it's bypassing all that to just have the intended effect in the first place.
So again, we're not quite there yet, I think. So we have about 5 to 10% of the people that, you know, use these frequencies, and they don't need to take any physical supplements anymore, but they maintain optimal vitamin and mineral levels. That's quite great. The other ones, they you know, still take physical supplements, but they notice that they work much greater. They don't have to take as much anymore, and if they take them, they have a greater effect. And that speaks to the fact that, you know, if you have the frequencies around, your bioavailability of these specific substances increases.
Well, that's nice to know. It's a good way to save costs on maybe taking smaller doses of supplements.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and that's something obviously everyone is different. So there's not like this one recipe for everyone. So.
Well, Philip, hopefully we can do a round two. I would love to talk to you about the secret sauce behind how you guys create these products, whatever is proprietary. Of course, we leave that alone, but everything else would be great for another conversation, and also how it compares and contrasts to other bioharmonizing technologies. But for now, if people are interested in connecting with you,
the website is one way to check out what we're doing, and you can sign up for our newsletter. There we provide helpful information also around about quantum energy in general, not just the products. And then there's a Telegram group with over 5,000 members by now that, you can join. And if you're interested in this, and then you can actually hear from actual users. Those are all users and customers, and they all experiment with this and discover new things, and they love to share and learn. So you can ask your questions there. And you can even find me in that group too, because I answer some questions there, of course. And you could even click on my icon and send me a message. But don't just send me a message and say hi. Those are the ones I block right away, because that's usually bots. So if you truly have an important question you can't ask anywhere else, or you want to partner on something, then certainly that's a way to get in touch with me.
Yeah, thanks for providing that support. And we did set up a code if people want to try LulaQ products for themselves. I believe it was Urban.
You should just put it in the show notes. If there are any questions, just reach out to Inna to verify.
Yeah, I will put everything we've discussed in the show notes so far. Again, the code Urban will save you 10% on your LulaQ order. And I have one more question for you before we start to wrap up. If there was a burning of the books and all knowledge on Earth is gone, you get to save three works.
Power versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins would be the number one. The second one would be the book that I'm currently writing, but it's not available yet. And then the third one, I think Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse.
Well, I've gotten two of those three before, not your book, and we'll have to reconvene once you can share more details about that. But for now, Philip, are there any final thoughts you'd like to leave listeners with?
Try to, expand beyond the five senses. That would be my recommendation. It's easy to do, and there's a lot to discover. And again, if you're interested in more, join the Telegram community and take a look at what other people say. Don't take my word for it. And also take a look at the website. Maybe check out some of the studies if you're interested in it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Philip. And thank you all for tuning in. Until next time, have a great week and be an outlier.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Head over to Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating. Every review helps me bring you thought-provoking guests. As always, you can find the show notes for this one at mindbodypeak.com/ and then the number of the episode. There, you can also chat with other peak performers or connect with me directly. The information depicted in this podcast is for information purposes only. Please consult your primary healthcare professional before making any lifestyle changes.